We're at the last lesson on our book. Oh, memory verse cards. Thank you, Kelly. Memory verse cards. Hold up. How many fingers, how many blank cards you need? Take as many as you need. Use what you take, is what we asked. Let's go through our questions real quickly if we can. Let's go through our questions real quickly if we can. Somebody, I'm actually going to need someone to read me the questions. Okay, you want to read the first question there? It's on your your page on your left. And then a few others would pick out one that you're going to read. According to 2 Timothy 2:2, what did Paul instruct Timothy? To commit thou to faithful men. Somebody raise your hand. You can't read my writing, can you there, buddy? What did Paul instruct? Yes. Amen. Amen. Very good. Okay, and then who would do number two for me? Kelly?
You're talking about Tuesdays, right? According to 2 Timothy 2:2, what would a faithful man to do with that first day received?
Teach others also, which would be the last part of the verse. Commit thou to faithful men who would teach others also. Very good. And then Wednesday? Say it again. Okay. Pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send laborers. Where do the laborers come? Pray to the Lord of the harvest. Kelly, read the next one for me.
In Luke 5:8-11, what was the disciples' response to the call of the Lord Jesus Christ? They forsook all and they followed Christ.
They forsook all. They came to shore. Realized who it was. They came to shore after the great catch of fish, and they left it all there, and they followed the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Kelly, read the next one.
In Matthew 11:28-30, what did the Lord Jesus invite his followers to do that they might learn of him? To take his yoke upon and to do the work that he set aside for us.
Amen. Take my yoke upon you. Well, any older farmers here, we all know what the yokes are. The wooden things they used to put on the ox or whatever would do the plowing, and they'd lean into those things and they'd pull whatever equipment was hooked up to them. And of course, when there was two, obviously both of the animals need to go the same way. They need to be of the same idea, and they both need to be going the same direction. And if you brought two up together, they work together. If they came together later in life, they had to learn to work together. If your ox would die and you'd have to get a second one, that second guy would have to come in and he'd have to learn from the first one. Learn, this is how we do it. This is where we're going. This is what we're doing. And it says, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. Enter that yoke with Christ and see the path Christ would have us to go. Excellent. Are there more? Okay.
What truths are found in 2 Timothy 2:3-4, which show us how to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ? We're supposed to endure hardness, don't be entangled by
the world. Amen. Endure hardness as good soldiers, and don't be entangled by the world. It's easy to get entangled by the world. We're in the world. We're not of it, but we are in it. So it's certainly easy to be entangled by it. Following Christ in fishing for men. we're on the last week of the series. We actually have someone who has so willingly volunteered. I guess you guys did a soul winning program here. And I've got, actually, you look like you're alone. Are you alone? You're ready. Okay, just a brief demonstration of soul winning. A brief demonstration. Can we step this way so they can hear? I'm sorry. Hey, lady, can you bring them into your house?
Yes. I don't know if I'm going to do that. Sure, you can come in a minute. Kind of busy, though. I don't have a lot of time.
What is your name?
Louise.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Two ladies. She went through the program. She got ready to pray. She explained it one more time just so that it was very plain. Just so she knew the person understood it, the person said yes. She took her to the sinner's prayer. Our author suggests the simple question. When witnessing to someone, when sharing the gospel, actually when in conversation with someone, how to lead into that. This is a question that he actually says to use. First of all, may I ask you a question? Let me ask you a question. Have you ever trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you ever trusted Christ? A leading question. Ideally, questions we have, we don't want them to be controversial, where we get in a big controversy, but this is a straightforward question. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever trusted Christ as your Savior? Have you ever trusted Christ as your Savior? Good leading question, and a lot of times they'll say no. Then allow me to show you from God's Word. And take them down the Romans road, take them. There's a million verses in the Bible you can use to show someone their need of a Savior and to lead them to Jesus Christ. So, let me ask you a question. Have you ever trusted Christ? Leading questions, taking the conversation from the sun, the moon, the stars to the question that matters for all eternity. Have you ever trusted Christ? Allow me to show you from God's Word how you can know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. As your personal Savior. Our final lesson, teaching others also. Following Christ and fishing for men. Obviously the key to this is that we follow Christ. Unfortunately, for us, we follow him one day. We spend time in prayer. We spend time in God's Word. And have a victorious day. Other days we get busy and the time in prayer seems to get, I know in my life, it can seem to be shoved aside. The time in God's Word, sitting down just with you and God, it seems to get shoved aside. Following Christ is, of course, the key to anything that you and I do in our lives. Following Christ. And then fishing for men. As we follow Christ, he will make us fishers of men. Turn with me in your lessons, teaching others also. 2 Timothy, and turn with me in your Bible to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. As we've come through our lessons, now we're at the end. We're at a critical point. Now we've gone through what we needed to know. But now it is what we do with what we know. What we do with what we know is the key. We've learned it. We've gone through it. We've covered it. You've probably known it for many years. The key is, what are we going to do with it now that we know it? The villains in our Lord's teaching were those who had the opportunity and the responsibility to do right and failed to take action. Those who have been told and trained must now train others also. As our verse says, who shall be able to teach others also? In 2 Timothy 2, we'll read, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier." That he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. The motto of missionary Hudson Taylor, anybody know the motto of missionary Hudson Taylor? God is always advancing. God is always advancing. Which is where we should be also. We should be always advancing, always growing, always maturing in the Lord. Able to teach others also. It is our responsibility not only to win the loss, but also to teach others the things that have been committed to us. In the Great Commission, we're taught what? We're taught to witness, to lead them to the Lord, and then to do what? And then to disciple them that they may go out and win others also. That they may go out and win others also. Every witness needs to be training others to witness. Every witness needs to be training others to witness. Training. You go through this lesson. Each week you do the questions, you do the memory verses. Share that with somebody. They don't have the opportunity of this lesson in front of them. Share it with them. When you sit down and instead of talking about whatever, talk about the Word of God. Talk about these things. Take those opportunities to even just share the lesson that you've learned. God says we are to pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into the harvest. Matthew 9:38, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. Where do the laborers come from? We pray that God will send them. We pray that God will send them. When God gives laborers, he tells them where to go, what to do. He tells us things through the writings of the Apostle Paul. The same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. There's a principle that must be followed. There's a price to be paid, and there's a person to be pleased. There's a principle that must be followed. Think of how many marvelous things could be accomplished if all of us took to heart the responsibility to teach others also. You may say, I don't know much. No matter how much you know, if you know the Lord, you can start by telling someone how to be saved. In Luke 5, 8 through 11, Christ called the disciples learners. He called them, they followed him, and he taught them. He taught them that they would go out and teach others. Christ called disciples learners who could be taught. He established a principle for you to follow. He said in Matthew 11:29, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. Just as our Lord taught his followers, you and I are to teach each other. The Apostle Paul taught Timothy just as Jesus Christ had taught his disciples. You must pass on to someone else the things that you have learned. This is a principle we find in God's Word. So the principle is, we learned it, now we teach it to others that they may teach others also. There's a price to pay. Consider 2 Timothy 2:3, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier. You that have been Christians and out in the world, working in the world, you know what it is to endure hardness. Many times from the lost, sometimes even from Christians that aren't right with the Lord. I think some of my greatest grief at work has come from miserable Christians. Miserable Christians. One guy, and I'll tell you at the beginning, later on, he came up to me. He said, Chris, he said, for a year I've been miserable. He said, I've been hard on you. I've been miserable. He said, but I want you to know that that I've repented, that I went to the Lord, and I got things right. And he was hard. That guy hammered me. And I'm thinking, the heathen don't treat me this way. But the Lord finally turned his heart. And we after that time, got together and had sweet fellowship. But it can be hard out there. It can be hard. There's a price to pay, Christians, for others to see Jesus Christ living in and through us. It takes something from you. There's a price to pay in passing on the truths of God's word and passing on the salvation that people need. We must remain vigilant in our personal life if we are going to be able to teach others what people truly need most is not a lecture, not a sermon, not a speech. What they need to see is they need to see holy lives in us. That's what people need to see. Do we know the formula for holy lives? Yeah, we do. Do we always follow it? No, we don't always follow it. We need to. People need to see holy lives. These men of the past that stood in front of thousands of people and because of their eyesight read like this in a monotone voice, and yet thousands came down the aisle. No fluctuation in their voice or anything, just the power of a holy life. Standing before them, we must take the time to be holy. Take the time to be holy. We know about it. We know we need to do it. We need to take the time. Take the time to be holy. Some of you got kids. It's really important that you be holy. It's really important that you walk before the Lord because they're going to follow your footsteps. And all of us influence someone. There's someone around us watching us. We as Christians, there's people that watch us. And you've heard, I believe, Pastor said about the world knows exactly how we are to live. It's amazing. They don't read the Bible, but they sure know how we're to live. And if we don't live by it, they sure tell us, don't they? But we need to take time. It does take time. There is a price to pay. That is time, diligence, effort. Digging wells of scriptural knowledge, deep wells that we know God's word. We need to know God's word, and it takes time. Scripture memorization, it takes time. Every week going over them, every day going over them. I know I've enjoyed the scripture memorization program, and I'm into the step where I need to graduate my verses out of daily into weekly, and I'm just kind of nervous letting them go. I'm afraid they're going to slip. But it's been a blessing. The memory program, I hope you found it to be a blessing because I have found it to be a tremendous blessing. What would be better for you? To leave your children great wealth or a godly heritage? That's a no-brainer, a godly heritage. When you and I leave, when you and I are no longer here, when this spot where we are is empty, those around us, have we affected them? Have we made a difference in their lives? Are they going to be different people? Are they going to be better because they knew us? We affect those around us, teaching others also. On a daily basis, we must be Christians God desires us to be. We must be. We must take the time to pray. We must take the time to search God's word and ask God each day, Lord, what do you have for me today? The principle, the price, and then the person. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:4, he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. We've been chosen to be soldiers. We've been chosen to represent Jesus Christ, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are his ambassador. We need to please him. We need to walk holy and righteous lives before the Lord and then before mankind. In the ministry and in Christian homes, Christians have ceased to teach the next generation what God has taught us in his word. We've left the instruction to people who do not walk with God or who found a worldly way to try to do God's work. We need to fix our eyes back on the Lord and what he has given us to do. You are to leave behind faithful people who have been trained to teach others also. That's what we are to leave behind. This is the way God's work is done. This is the way it's been done for centuries. This is how it got brought to us, and this is how it will get taken to other people. The advance must continue. Teach someone else things you have learned. The Lord Jesus Christ has chosen to use human instruments to take the glorious gospel message to dying man. In this series that we've gone through, we saw a biblical approach to personal evangelism. May the Lord use us to win souls. May the Lord use us to win souls. Become a true follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will make you a fisher of men. Thank you for being in our class through this series. I hope you're looking forward to next week. We're going to one per family. Our next series, Becoming a First Century Church. Let me get back with you. Write your names in your books right now, if you would, please. They can all look the same. I hope you found these books to be a blessing, the memory verses to be a blessing. I hope you take the opportunity to go through them. There's a lot here, ma'am. Did you not get one? I apologize. Okay. I got the other half, Kelly. Okay. Thank you very much. Have a good week. Enjoy your books. Enjoy your memory verses. Come on in. Thanks for waiting. No.